This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. LAO blasts Water Board's urban cuts. Now cuts into 8% of farm revenues. California, the last E15 holdout, and CBO details possible budget impact. LAO, Water Board's urban cutbacks too costly. The nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office has delivered a harsh review of the State Water Board's proposal for limiting urban water use. The analyst described the regulation as unnecessarily complex, difficult to achieve, and significantly expensive with a timeline that is too aggressive. It is also unclear whether the benefits will outweigh the costs. The board estimated a net benefit of $2.5 billion, while an outside consultant put the cost at $7.4 billion. That expense would be passed down to customers in the form of higher rates, likely hitting low-income communities hardest. At best, the regulation would conserve just 1% of the total water use. LAO urges lawmakers to return to the 2018 legislation and simplify the framework, ease some requirements, extend deadlines, and target state grants to low-income customers. Now battle cuts into 8% of almond revenues. Naval orange worm infestations have cost almond growers $393 an acre on average and pistachio growers $262. This adds up to about 8% and nearly 4% of revenues, respectively. To determine those numbers, UC Davis ag economists studied 3 years of data on tree damage, reduced revenues, costs for management practices, and threats to food safety and trade. The silver lining? Well, the researchers found that even in years of low nut prices, the returns from deploying integrated pest management practices to combat now easily outweigh the costs. Ag Order 4.0 still mired in legal battles. In October, the State Water Board stripped Ag Order 4.0 of controversial provisions, setting caps on fertilizer use, and sent it back to the Central Coast Region Board to revise. While farmers celebrated the win, they were still not satisfied. The California Farm Bureau, Western Plant Health, and Grower Shipper Associations filed a legal challenge to the regulation with the Sacramento Superior Court. They charged that the boards downplayed the economic impacts of the order and unfairly expanded certain compliance requirements. Environmental justice groups filed their own legal challenge that argues the state board failed to consider impacts to socially disadvantaged communities and to tribes. On that note, environmental groups have also filed a legal challenge against the site's reservoir proposal. They claim it would harm and peril fish species and emit greenhouse gases. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California, the only holdout not to approve E15. California is the only state that doesn't allow sales of E15 after the 15% ethanol blend became legal this week in Montana. Now it's time for the last holdout, California, to step forward and join the rest of the country in allowing consumers to access the more affordable, cleaner-burning E15 fuel option, says Renewable Fuel Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper. In a recent letter to California's Air Resources Board, RFA said California's refusal to approve E15 means drivers there are paying higher gas prices and seeing higher greenhouse gas emissions. Citing CARB data, RFA says that if all gasoline sold in California in 2022 had been E15 instead of E10, the state would have used 450 million fewer gallons of fossil fuel and would have saved 2.2 billion metric tons of carbon. Non-defense cuts could reach 9%. The congressional budget fight could result in some significant cuts to programs at USDA and elsewhere in the government. That based on an analysis released by the Congressional Budget Office. CBO assessed the impact the Fiscal Responsibility Act would have on government funding for fiscal 24. The FRA set caps on FY24 spending and triggers automatic cuts if lawmakers don't enact appropriation bills by April. Here's the bottom line. If spending were left at the levels in the continuing resolution that's now funding the government, then sequestration would be required and would result in across-the-board reductions ranging from 5 to 9% for non-defense funding and 0 to 1% for defense funding, CBO says. Since departments and agencies have been operating at higher spending levels for much of the fiscal year, cuts would be concentrated in the remaining months, CBO says. The fiscal year ends September 30. CBO notes that the Office of Management and Budget would have the final say in how the cuts are carried out. The response? Well, the top Democrat of the House Budget Committee, Pennsylvania Representative Brendan Boyle, says the cuts would be devastating and would put American families on the chopping block. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Wednesday that Republicans are working in good faith to reach an agreement on full-year appropriation bills. RMA looks to educate smaller farms on risk management and conservation. USDA's Risk Management Agency is dedicating $3 million to educate underserved small-scale and organic agriculture producers on risk management and climate-smart farming practices. The Risk Management Education Investment builds on the $13 million that RMA has already provided through partnerships since 2021. Past funding has gone to universities, county cooperative extension offices, and to other nonprofit organizations to develop educational tools. RMA Administrator Marsha Bunger says, "As a farmer, I know firsthand that agriculture is a risky business. We want to work with growers and livestock producers to provide them training and resources about risk management options and how to apply them to their farming businesses." Well, here's today's She Said It. It's a matter of democratic principle that Assemblymember Wendy Carrillo of Los Angeles announcing a bill to block GOP Assemblymember Vince Fong from running for both re-election and Congress at the same time. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.